Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alice. From free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Sanford.
All right, welcome to the Starving Artist Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Sanford. We got a great show for you guys tonight. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Just finished up an interview with legendary screenplay writer Ethan Runco. He has a lot of good tips and tricks for people who are writers, also a poet. He's been working on a lot of prose lately, and it's a very enlightening interview, so I suggest you stick around for that. We've also got some great music by the likes of an MC named Brash, Neil Nathan, who has been featured on the soundtrack of Californication, and another band called Omly, and they're out of New Jersey. Now, Mr. Runco is also from New Jersey, so he will tell you about that. I know it's an interesting state, so stick around for that. And first, I'm just going to go into a little review of a little pizza pie place that I found. I was told, I went out with a friend who was just, has always been raving about this place called Pizza by the Pound on 12th and 4th Avenue, right near Union Square. Now, the great thing about it is it's a $10 large pie, and they have dollar drafts of Miller High Life. Actually, they're not drafts, they're bottles. And all you got to do is go down there. You pay $2 membership fee for the book club, and you get dollar beers. So last night I went out with my friends, and we went there before we partied and got dollar beers all night. It was awesome. And my friends and I got to flirt with the bartenders. Well, they're not bartenders. They're pizza makers, but they're very cute. And so I'm going to leave some flyers there. Also on the list of things to get through, some information about the design, the shirt design for Starving Artist Guide. I'll just give you guys a hint at what might be up for the grand prize winner. We're gonna try to get some CDs from some of the bands who have been featured on this website and on this podcast to kind of donate some goods for the artist design. I'm going to donate a CD. Also, we have a grand prize, which is a piece of artwork. I don't want to get too much into it, but let me just say it's priceless. So if you're out there and you want a priceless piece of art, all you got to do is submit what you think the best idea for a Starving Artist Guide design would be. So you can submit that at starvingartistquestions@gmail.com. Or if you want to be annoying and email me directly to my regular email, johnny.sanford@gmail.com. And I'm also going to feature, I'm going to put in a couple movies, DVDs, and related to being a starving artist. And I'll probably have a second and third place prize pack for those people who put their stuff in. I'm going to put a date on this. Let's say 4th of July. It gives you guys 2 weeks to send in your stuff. 4th of July, I'll be announcing my winner for the Starving Artist Guide Design Contest. So get your entries in. StarvingArtistQuestions@gmail, StarvingArtistGuide@gmail, or Johnny.Sanford@gmail. Your choice. I check them all regularly. Okay, so let's get into our first artist. He's been featured on the soundtrack of Californication. And his name's Neil Nathan, incredible artist, incredible singer-songwriter. I really dig his stuff. This is his cover of ELO's Do Ya. Check it out only on the Starving Artist Guide.
Do you want my love? Do you want my face? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? In this life I've seen everything I could see, woman. Seen lovers flying through the air hand in hand. Seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. Seen old men crying by their own graveside. But I never seen nothing like you. Do you want my love? Do you want my love? Well, I had the crowd singing out a tune. This and sang Auld Lang Syne by the moon. Had preachers banging on their drums. Heard kids playing with their guns. But I never heard nothing like you. Do you want my love? Do you want my face? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? Country where the sky touches down on the field, you lay down to rest in the morning sun. I come running just to get a look, yes, to feel the touch of your long black hair in the morning sun. Seen enough of the world to know this crazy, crazy thing we call loving. We gotta get it to grow. 'Cause I never felt nothing like you. Do you want my love? Never felt nothing like you.
All right, that was Neil Nathan's cover of ELO's Do Ya. He'll be playing at Paul Brill's birthday party, Birthday Bonanza, at Rockwood Music Hall on June 18th, actually, at 7 p.m. That's coming up next Thursday. All right, so last week I got into kind of some of the upcoming events, upcoming free music festivals that are happening this summer. And I mentioned that Coney Island is having Siren Music Festival. That's happening July 18th, noon to 9 p.m. This is a great show, always. I always go out to it. The headliner is Built to Spill, a an incredible indie act. You got Spank Rock, The Ravenettes, Frightened Rabbit, Grand Duchy, Monotonics, Future of the Left, Japandroids, who I've heard rave reviews of. Can't wait to see them. Bare Hands, etc., etc. It's free, all ages, rain or shine. And I suggest you make it out there. Just take the NQ or F or D all the way down to Coney Island. The 9th Annual Siren Music Festival, July 18th. It's a Saturday. So we're going to go into another band now. This is by an MC named Brash. I listened to a couple of his tracks. They're awesome. He's got one. He's the first rapper I've ever heard do kind of a tribute to Kilgore Trout, the infamous character of Kurt Vonnegut. This isn't that song because I can't find it for download. If he gets it to me, I will play that one as well next time. But this song is called Hey Bartender. Check it out.
I'm lost to the cost of these shots. I feel like I'm caught. I look back at what I am and what I got. Little stuck in ruts, wake up mystery cuts. No plan to stand with the pain in my hand. What hurts worse is the first heave as I leave. Take a drink down, thinking that'll come around when I'm out. I get hit quick, I need another sip. I'm never gonna quit. Hey bartender, I drink too much. Wait, take the medicine, Lush. You're in need, it's encoded in your pedigree. May stay away for a day like it's erased. Then I'm right back to the bar getting shit-faced. Every time I guzzle, it loosens muscles for trouble. Drive while I'm seeing doubles, my stomach full of bubbles. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup.
Hey bartender,
I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop.
Hey bartender,
I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out. I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop.
And I drink,
I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out. Let the consciousness fade and cascade. Guzzle down a bottle while the bar band plays. I'm here to stay, they see me regular. There ain't nothing better than that feeling on the first glass. Pass from the back, have it sitting on my lap like it belongs. And my song's on my next beer, acting like my head's still clear. That feeling as the first shot hits the spot gets me going on my bender.
Hey bartender,
please pour another, there's no other but myself. I can drink alone with nobody else, I need no help. Drink after drink on the brink, guzzle from the sink to hydrate. In the morning this is my fate, it's the way it is, it's the way it's gonna be. Friends and enemies are always getting drinks for me for free. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup.
Hey bartender,
I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop.
Hey bartender,
I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out. I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop. I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup. 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 Booze can make you feel blue or move to any music. I knew it would be the worst and the best. I'm feeling stupid, my favorite poison. Soon as the lips are moistened, soon as the swig of liquor, I take shots like trigger fingers. Drink, drink, drunk, drunk, sip it all up. Finish off the last of Guinness sitting in my cup. I love the feeling, dealing with the result of malt. I never see stars, I see lightning bolts. So tip your glass, tip your bartender, ask if you can get a special for a double to get smashed. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup. Pass out, wake up, take out your cup.
Bartender,
I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop. I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out. I can't stop, I can't stop, no. I can't stop, I can't stop. I can't stop, I can't stop. So I'll drink until the keg is run out, run out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. All my fellow alcoholics, don't forget to...
All right, that was Brash hailing from New Britain, Connecticut. Doesn't have any upcoming dates, but he's got a album that's going to come out in August of 2009, hopefully. He's been working on it since November. So we wish the best to him. You can MySpace him at myspace.com/McBrash. You can also listen to him on Last.fm, Last.fm. So, yeah, he's great. It definitely reminds me of the Flowbots, who I love. All right, so before we get into this interview, I'm going to do one more track from a band called Amelie, who hails from New Jersey. And it's a pretty awesome song. Kind of reminds me of Jimmy Eat World a little bit. Got some really high octane vocals on this one. The song is called White Devil, White Devil. Check it out on the Starving Artist Guide. That was Amelie with White Devil, White Devil. They got a couple of gigs coming up. The next one is Wednesday, June 17th at John and Peter's in New Hope, Pennsylvania. They also have a couple slated for July 14th at the North Star Bar in Philadelphia. I've been there. It's awesome. And the Whiskey Tango in Philly. So I suggest you go check them out. Now, they got MySpace. .com/Amelie Music, and you can come be their friends there. Now let's get into my interview with Ethan on the state of writing, how to get your stuff signed up. This is kind of a very interesting interview, so without further ado, my interview with Ethan Runko, only on the Starving Artist Guide. Reporting. So, in the studio today, we have Ethan Runko and Will...
Gorniak.
What is that, Dutch?
It's Polish.
Polish.
Got that His mom's name is Blodwyn. She's Welsh.
Blodwyn, with a B.
Really weird name.
Really?
Yeah, it means like flower face or something in Welsh.
That's incredible. That's so weird. So, describe what you guys do. To get on the Starving Artist Guide, other than crash on my couches. Hold it to your face, dude. Yeah.
You can go first, Willie.
Well, I know you. Yeah. Ethan Runko.
Yeah, that's true.
So that got me in.
That'll get you through the front door.
A lot of places. I used to live in Jersey City. Ooh. I am a writer from SUNY Purchase.
Uh-huh.
Whack.
I do all kinds of stuff. I'm focusing right now on like prose and that kind of stuff, but usually I also do plays and screenplays. What? I went to school with like Sean and
yeah,
Matt,
I know. Well, how many screenplays have you completed?
Like three or four.
Three or four. Can you give us the titles of each?
The rundown?
Yeah, give us the rundown. Why not?
What was the one I wrote? I don't like to talk about it very much because I think it's terrible. But my senior project was a full length screenplay called Impossible Dreams about like. This
like Cool Runnings style.
It was a little bit like
John
Cool
Candy.
Runnings,
all John Candy.
But there were no black people.
Who did you picture as the main lead here in this Impossible Dreams?
I don't know.
Cinematic masterpiece.
I don't really think about like who's gonna play who at first because it's more like I don't know. I try to like just let it. I don't really write with the intent to sell at first. I just kind of write with the intent to like write something that I would like.
That's
and
a good place
I
to start.
I try to market, you know, from that, like from what I like. Then I try to, you know, market that to the public in some way.
So in what ways have you put your tendrils out there? Have you ever tried to sell a screenplay?
I've actually... My uncle.
Look at your face, dude.
sorry.
We can't hear you. Continue.
My uncle, I have some, like, connections through some people in my family in, like, California and some in New York. And I've gotten to, I was talking to my uncle's friend who's an actor. And he's been in, like, he's had little parts on every kind of show. He was on Seinfeld. He was on Star Trek, The Voyager.
Wow.
He was an alien. It was pretty intense. So I was cool. Talking to him. I was in talks with him for a while about showing the sitcom that I wrote when I was a senior called On My Own.
On My Own.
It is a wacky sitcom about four roommates who all rent rooms in the same apartment off Craigslist. So
I like that idea.
And the hilarity that ensues.
Yeah.
It is. That's what I was thinking of writing like a Seinfeld or something for like our like younger
generation. For our
generation.
I like that. That's good. Now someone is going to steal that idea since
you
just put it up there.
I copyrighted it.
You copyrighted it?
I notarized that shit.
How do you go about copywriting stuff?
You just go to the cheapest way to do it.
Is mailing it to yourself.
Is mailing it to yourself. But you can also get someone to like notarize it who works in like a public... like venue or as a notary public, and they'll just go to a courthouse or something. It's not that expensive. You can probably get it for like, if they don't do it for free, they'll do it for a small fee.
That's cool.
And you just stamp it on like your original copy of your script, and then if anyone tries to
steal that shit,
you know,
they're in trouble.
Put it down as their own. You can just be like, look, the government says that I had this idea first.
Yeah, you can also go to copyright.gov or whatever and pay a $40 fee to get things copyrighted. Although there is something called a working copyright. I know that's for music, where if you put it in the public domain, like if you're a band playing music at a venue and your name happens to be Solas and then five other people claim to be Solas, and you can prove that you've had the name before the other people, well, then they have to change their name. But, I mean, who really cares, you know?
Yeah,
there's so many people out there.
Deal to me.
That's not a huge deal. It's when you have, like, page for page ripped out of your screenplay that has been stolen that you kind of have to start being concerned. But, I don't know, copywriting is a whole different fish to kill. Fish
bought
to fry.
A little book on copywriting, intellectualpropertylaw.com.
.gov.
I haven't won it yet, but I also haven't really sent anything out formally.
Why haven't you sent things out formally?
Well, one of the main reasons that I haven't sent anything out formally is because, I don't know, this might be just something that I have to get over, is I'm not really I haven't really been totally happy with anything that I've written, to the point where I was like, I really think I can send this out, and I really think this is an accurate representation of what I can do.
Do you want me to do this as a pep talk right now?
No, I don't, but I'm but just you telling you one. That's what's what.
We love you, Ethan. Everything you do is good.
Yeah, send it out.
There are a lot of
and
people.
I've written a lot of stuff, like...
There's a lot of worse stuff out there, though.
That's true.
I've written a lot of stuff in formats that can't really be sold. Like, I have a lot of, like, 40-minute, like, feature screenplays and stuff like that. Very short films who... Mm-hmm. There's no real venue for that.
Well, make your own venue. That's what I say. I mean, all you have to do is get a couple people to do it. Did you hear about the zombie movie that made it to Cannes Film Festival? And their budget, their total budget was $70.
Wow.
Yeah.
$70.
I heard about that. You were discussing this last time I was here.
Pretty interesting that you can do it. So I say, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Like this website I put together for free. I've put all my albums out on cdbaby.com. And I want to get an ebook out there. I was telling you about that. And I might as well just drop that right now. Eventually, yeah. I think it'll be in September. It'll be called The Starving Artist Guide Manifesto to Living Like a Rock Star on a Part-Time Salary.
Yeah,
is the title, and that's going to be available for very low cost. All my tricks and tips about how to save money in New York City.
Yeah,
so expect that to drop in September.
That's good stuff, man.
Now, the whole reason I started this website and the podcast and everything is to prove that you can do it on your own. It's not about being happy with what you're doing, because there has to be a certain self-satisfaction to finishing a screenplay, for one. And I'm sure you feel that.
Yeah.
But regardless of whether or not you think it's sellable, if you put it out into the ether, and you put it out into the universe, yeah, you're going to get a lot of rejection, and you got to be ready for that. But at the same time, there will be people who really like your idea, and they'll say to you, well, it's not ready yet, but here are some things that you could do to improve it, or what I think. Because I've gotten rejection letters that are like 2 pages long of what they say would be improvement to it. And then you can just take that as like free criticism from the top literary agents, you know, in New York City, and that said, being the world.
But it's weird. I have like a totally, you know.
Totally what?
Different philosophy on it, I feel, in a way. Like, I feel like I'm not really trying to like write commercially.
Why aren't you trying to write commercially? Would you like to be a screenplay writer that gets paid?
I mean, that would be nice, but I don't really want to compromise anything for the commercial aspect of it.
Well, don't compromise. I'm not compromising anything doing this.
Yeah.
No one puts the censorship label on my when I say shit.
It's true.
Shit. It's just
I'd like to say that.
You can say it. Will?
Shit.
Shit. Yeah.
Shit.
And this is, you
shit
know,
stick.
The shit stick. Yeah. Exactly.
Nice.
So, that being said, I mean, it's just kind of another thing to give out to the universe.
Yeah. And it's really, at this point, it's just, me,
Ethan,
organizing, you know.
Put it?
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, it's me, organizing, getting all my resources, like, in one basket, and then just, like, being very, just my administrative skills need to be put
to
the test.
It's too much prep, man.
You know, it's a lot of prep.
You don't need to prep that much, though.
But, I mean, if I wanted to film if I wanted to film one of my short films that are for, like, 40 minutes long, I would need to schedule rehearsals. I would need to make sure that everybody was there.
Why wouldn't you just outsource that to, like, an actual director?
Because I don't have any money.
Yeah, but they'll if it's good enough, they'll do it for you. You'll get a producer. That's how Jeff gets all his stuff done.
Yeah?
He doesn't direct and... He just writes it and he gives it to Sean, and Sean like produces and directs it.
Well, I mean,
give it to Sean. I mean, he's got actually they're doing the UTPC or International Brain Transplant Committee.
Yeah, but that's like a stage production. This is like a film production, and I was thinking about getting
started on the stage. started on the stage.
It's a film production, though.
What's the difference?
Oh. Oh, okay, you're talking to me to start it on the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an in that way.
I don't... I mean, like...
I hear a lot of excuses here.
Plays aren't a big deal. There are a lot of excuses, and a lot of it boils down to me just not simply not putting as much time into it as I need to.
So do you think that's why you had to turn tail and leave the city? At some level? Well, that's what you came on the show to say.
Well, yeah, I mean...
This is a terrible
time budgeting, and I really feel like, honestly, you know, I really feel like if there's a will, there's a way.
That's true.
I should have been able to, you know.
Did you lose your will?
I did. I was like, I was very, I kind of, there wasn't any, no jobs were hiring. I kind of got depressed about it. And then it was all mental, really. It was a psych out.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's one thing. That's like a sand trap in
absolutely
in New York City. It will try you.
Yes.
It will test you.
Absolutely.
And you have to push forth.
But I feel I also kind of felt like I had, as I was leasing a place, I had the responsibility to, you know, I couldn't like just like try to do everything I was doing and like. I don't know, it's hard to articulate, but it's like, I felt
I
was responsible for a portion of rent, and that was kind of, in a way...
Overpowering you.
Freaking me out a little, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the same situation now.
Yeah.
Looking for a roommate. It's kind of intense, but it's also... I think I'm ready for it. So...
Well, you have to be.
That being
said...
There's
no questions.
Yeah. You just have to do it.
I think I'm ready for it. Like, no, you have to be ready for this.
Yeah. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah,
exactly. And I feel like you just kind of need to come in. You can't like.
You
I feel like
upset.
A focused, like unscattered and determined mind is probably the most valuable tool in a situation like that. Because if you have that kind of base to work from, you can really get anything done. I feel like primarily, I did not have that like confident, determined. I'm going to do this attitude when I was going in. I was just like, well, maybe I'll do this. I'll try this out. Like that kind of attitude. I was not like. Firmly focused into getting in.
I see what you mean.
And since the base wasn't there, I just...
Let's boil it down. Let's turn this into chicken soup for the soul.
Absolutely.
Teenage edition.
You stayed here for how long? How long in Jersey City?
I was in Jersey City for...
6 to 8 months.
Turning it out now, like... 10 months, actually.
10 months. Okay, so of the entire time that you were down here, for 10 months, you had to learn something that you could apply.
Absolutely.
What would you say, what would your advice be? This is the final question.
Yeah.
What would your advice be for a starving artist that's trying to make it?
Starving artist that's trying to make it? Be open-minded. Be open-minded about all of your options. Know what your options are and know that like thinking outside of the box is a big plus, especially starting out, when you kind of can, you don't limit yourself by thinking in a certain way. Like if there are job, like if you're like, I can't find a job, it's probably because, at least in my case, it was because I wasn't looking in all the right places. There's always another avenue or another way to approach a problem. That and the second most important thing, perhaps even the most important thing. They kind of dance from one to the other, is that never take no for an answer, really. Like, never, if you kind of feel like this negative imprint, like, people are telling you no, you can't find a job,
don't let it affect you.
Don't let that affect you. Just keep pushing, because the harder you try, and even, like, through personal persuasion, I feel like, and, like, if someone gets the idea that you're very adamant about what you want to do, and you go into things thinking, like, I'm going to get this done regardless of what happens. I am going to get...
Intention.
Yeah.
Positive intention.
That attitude can is really the foundation of everything that you need. And really, there's nothing monetary that doesn't cost anything. That's all free. And just how you present yourself. Like, you can be a starving artist and do that.
Yeah, you can. You just have to find the right avenue and start walking it. Now, Will Gorzniak... What are your thoughts? Gorniak.
Gorzhniak.
Gorzhniak.
Sounds super Russian.
Phil Gorzhniak. What do you feel? You just graduated.
In December.
How does it feel now that you're living on your parents' bosom?
Now that I'm back to my
parents' teat.
Now that you're back to high school.
Yeah.
Like I am.
Now that we're directly back to where we used to be.
What's the next step for you? Actually, let's talk about the JET program, because we've all been thinking about that. How far have you gotten into that? Have you looked into that?
The JET program is difficult to get into. I looked it up online.
Let's just make clear, JET stands for Japanese English
Teaching.
Yes. And just look up that online. You can go over to...
Japanese Exchange Teaching, I believe it is. Yes.
Well, interesting.
What they do is they fly you over and set you up with a place to live while you teach English.
Teach basic English.
Yeah, to Japanese students.
Yeah, I have a friend, Nick Snopkowski, who is a loyal follower to this show.
Yes.
He says he falls asleep with it.
Really?
With my soothing voice.
That's nice.
And he loves it. He just signed on for another year. He's teaching in Korea, South Korea.
Oh, wow.
Not the bad Korea. Not the one that has their nukes aimed at us.
Yeah.
And he teaches in Seoul, Korea.
Well, shout out to him.
Yeah, so Nick, wherever you are, you're going to have to do a phone interview. He wants to do a Skype interview. Cool. I want to get more information on
like
this.
Like Oprah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oprah's all about Skype.
Yeah, she's like she's probably a big investor in it. I read a thing about
Skype's
Skype.
Doing really well, like, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they only had like...
I don't care about Skype.
They had only out there. They only had like 30 employees, and it's like...
Yeah.
They didn't want their... they wanted to challenge like long-distance phone carriers, but they didn't... They used their customers to like build this word-of-mouth empire that stretches...
All around the globe.
To the limits of your imagination.
Yeah.
And beyond.
I think they used Skype on the astronaut in space.
They did.
Whoa.
They used
Oprah
Skype.
Did it, man. Oprah, like, had this whole episode.
You're a huge fan of Oprah, aren't you? You watch... Oh, it's because you're unemployed.
It's because I'm unemployed. It's because I come home from school at 3 o'clock, and I put the TV on, and Oprah's there.
And
she soothes me.
I've submitted this show to Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
See, because I'm at home in the morning. I'm home till like 11.
Yeah, Tyra.
So I watched Tyra, and she had a thing like, "Do you have ways to save money in a horrible economy?" That's a bad. I'm trying to
terrible
get the
impression, but I got you.
And I was like,
a Southern accent.
So I sent her. I sent.
She doesn't.
I sent her a little email.
But it's still sassy.
Oh, did you? I want to hear. Did you get back?
You want me to find the Hold on. Let me stop tape. All right, so I'm not going to be able to find that. I did find one of my proposals to make this a radio show on NPR, though.
Do you want
to hear some of that?
I do. I do want to hear that.
All right, I'll give you a little bit, a little taste. Dear program director for WNYC, I'm a freelance writer and musician with a passion for art, music, comedy, and film. I graduated from Siena College in 2007 and immediately moved down to New York City to fill my dream to become a musician. The dream is yet to pay off, but what I realized is that many people move to New York City with the same dream, only to find it much harder than they had initially thought. Like Ethan.
Like me.
Like everyone.
Like everyone. Consequently, the Starving Artist Guide was born to teach artists the ways around the traditional system to find success. Initially begun to be produced in book form, I have not only been approaching literary agents, but I also began a podcast to complement the original material. It is my main goal to turn my blog, starvingartistguide.com, and the podcast, available in iTunes, into a multimedia project that I believe could culminate as a program on your radio station. The podcast showcases relatively unknown artists and musicians who are working to become successful in their perspective artistic field, including interviews, news, and music, all related to a weekly topic. For example, the current episode is dedicated to independent directors and how to start working on one's own film. So this is pretty tight. I'm not going to lie.
Sounds that really good, man. I mean, did you get a response?
I didn't get a response from this guy, but they only accept ideas quarterly. They only look at them quarterly. So
you're going to have to keep hitting them up.
Well, no, not necessarily. You wait till the quarter ends and then do it again, but...
Well, at least you have it written already.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is, and exactly. You keep working on it, and you can't ever give up. You just let it go. Let it manipulate by itself. Use your words.
Use your wisdom.
As a way to communicate.
I think this is really cool.
Absolutely.
This sit down anyway.
So anyways, let's wrap this up, because you guys got to get out of here back to New Jersey.
Yep.
And
New Jersey.
Mr. Gorniak, Mr. Runko, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio today. And
thank you.
I'll have this up later, and you can take a listen to yourselves.
All right. Well, looking forward.
Feel the narcissism. Build in your belly.
I kind of already do.
And all you have to do is go to starvingartistguide.com or iTunes, look up Starving Artist Guide. This is the 17th episode, so we got quite the catalog here.
Yes,
sir. So we wish you the best of luck. And come back to the city, man. Don't be afraid.
I won't. I am working on it already.
I won't. I will not be back to the city. that's how that sounded.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay, so that wraps it up for this episode of Starving Artist Guide. Come back next week. I'll probably have another interview up, and I don't know what it's going to be about yet, but we will keep you informed. So thank you for listening, and try to get those designs in to me. Just email me a copy on johnny.sanford@gmail.com, starvingartistquestions@gmail.com, and starvingartistguide@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Check out my blog weekdays. I probably do one or two additional blog posts every week. So thank you very much. All right. Have a good one. And keep on keeping on.